60 Minutes looked into this. I thought it was a big enough story for our Greg Stebbin to look into as well. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at Greg Stebbin. You could Google him if you want, find out more. He's at Men's Health, a bunch of other places. Morning, Greg.
Hey, good morning.
There was a, I made a note, there was a time in history that the old Ma Bell was too big, so the government went in and broke it up, made all these mini bells, and they came back and got even bigger. So let's set up the question here about Google, how big Google is, and maybe it's getting too big. Is that a fair question?
I think it's such an interesting, I don't know if it's fair, but it's an interesting question, and it's a question we could easily talk about for a week without sleeping.
Well, I don't have time for that. How did Google get...
Right.
All right. So do we know how big they are, and how did they get this big? I mean, they are a huge company making money off of just information.
I'll give you one statistic alone that will just stun you. Last year, Google conducted 90% of all internet searches in the world.
Wow.
So that's all of them, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Anything people looked up, they
Googled. And, right. And that's not the only thing Google does. Because that doesn't include all the times you picked up your phone and used Google. If you have an Android phone, that's all the time. If you have an iPhone, it's still a lot. They also own YouTube, which is the largest video platform in the world. They also own a company called DoubleClick that they bought, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a company that distributes much of the world's digital advertising. So Google knows everything about everybody and everything. And so when you ask the question, as CBS and 60 Minutes did, does Google know too much? How did it get so big? Is it right for it to be so big? Part of that's legal questions.
Right.
You make a good analogy with the analogy to AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
But it is important for us as consumers to just stop and realize how big Google is and how much it knows about you.
When you sent me this topic, I actually Googled Google to start reading some things. And some of the different posts were interesting in that all the different conspiracy theories, including, if I got this right, they changed their motto, the word evil or don't be evil. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So it's not a rumor, by the way. It's a fact. I'm looking at the pages. So until a few weeks ago, and for many, many years, famously, Google's company code of conduct began with the words, don't be evil. I'm looking at it. I mean, there's no rumor to this.
Okay.
They just changed it in the last few weeks. And by the way, I'm not saying that there's anything evil about what they did.
Right.
But they removed the phrase, don't be evil. The code of conduct used to start with those three words. Now at the end of this very lengthy document, it says, and remember, don't be evil.
Ooh,
but it's not their motto anymore.
Ooh, it's at the end.
So
okay.
There's a lot of reasons why they might have done this, a lot of legitimate business reasons. I suggest, for instance, that in the face of all the things that has happened with Facebook, there are going to be more and more stories like this about Google, and you don't want "don't be evil," your company's motto, to be the first thing people sling at you when they start to point at things that they propose are evil. So to some degree, it may have been a PR move. There may have been other reasons. Google has had some dramatic changes. But and I'm not saying they're good or bad. I'm just saying as consumers, caveat emptor, let the consumer beware. We should know how much they know about each of us.
Another minute with Greg Stebbin. Speaking of people knowing and the web, you touched on Facebook, but Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, I mean, they're huge as well. I mean, you might argue they do different business models, but they're still big as well, right?
Oh, and that's what's so fascinating is if you just take Google, Facebook, and Amazon, they all have very different models for what they do, but they all know incredible amounts of information about each of us. And they only want to know more. That's why if you take Amazon, why does Amazon keep rolling out more and more services? Because they want to have more and more information about you. Now, unlike Google, one of the main ways Amazon monetizes that is by helping you buy more stuff from Amazon. That's not exactly the Google model, and the Facebook model is something completely different. But these three companies, it's staggering the degree to which they have their tentacles wrapped around the details of our lives.
The amount of economy that runs through them. All right, interesting. Greg Stebbin, follow him on Twitter or Google him if you want, at Greg Stebbin. You can follow him there. Posts at Men's Health, a bunch of other places. Interesting stuff. Greg, thanks, partner. Have a great day.
You bet. It's great to be here.